What's going on, everyone? Welcome to episode 17 of A Wild Podcast Has Appeared, the official Pokemon podcast of comicbook.com. I am one of your hosts, Jim Biscardi, and as always, I am joined by Megan Peters, and Christian Hoffer is diving into some cosplay. For watching the video, Christian is all in. Welcome, guys.
Hello.
Christian has told me he's had this for a while. Christian, please tell me you wear that in public sometimes.
Never. I mean, this is just normal things that I wear as it keeps falling down my face.
Yeah.
I'm taking off the handkerchief. I can't do this for more than like 5 minutes. It feels so much better.
There we go.
I think it looks actually better down like that.
Yeah, I feel like now I'm like a more dignified member of Team Skull. Like I'm one of like the high level grunts because my face is on display now.
Nice.
There you go.
That was, if you're new to the show, that was a slice of really the meandering process that we actually go through here on the show. You can find the show every Thursday, and we go through a ton of stuff Pokemon related. Pokemon things, gear, games, etc. And then we break down a news segment in the first half, deep dive in the second half, and then a Pokemon fact that's totally going to creep you out and at the very, very end. So yep. Stay tuned for that.
For sure.
We've got a ton of Sword and Shield news. A lot of stuff came out of Worlds, which was really, really awesome. And there's a bunch of big Pokemon Go stuff to also cover. So when we get back, we'll do our new segment, and then we'll just continue on this little road trip that we like to call the podcast.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
All right. I wanted to start with the Sword and Shield stuff, but I cannot not start with Pokemon V-cards because yes. I am immature.
Jim, do you have a V-card?
So immature.
No.
What are you talking about? It's because they haven't come out yet. V-cards just haven't come out yet. No one has their V-cards.
So at Worlds... we were talking about it last week about, you know, what could we get? And we basically got what we thought we were going to get with the next addition to the Pokemon trading card game, that are called Pokemon V cards.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Christian, why don't you lay it all out for us?
Well, the Pokemon company gave us their V cards. Okay. That'll be my last joke. I can't help it. Why would you name something that, So they're basically going to be whatever the equivalent to EX cards or GX cards.
Mm-hmm.
They're the next evolution of that. We don't know really what they'll do. We do know that they have a similar rule called the V rule, which if you defeat a V card, you get two prizes.
Is this something that just gets lost in translation? Like, you know, in Japan, they're like, oh, yes, let's call it this. And then it gets translated over and everyone's just like, oh, are we sure about that? No, I guess so. If, you know,
I don't know. I'm convinced that the same person who wrote the Alcremie Pokedex entry came up with this. There's no way. It sounds even more ridiculous, like, when I say it out loud. Like, you know, I think that the 12-year-olds who are like the core demographic for the Pokemon trading card game are going to love this. Like the next few years.
It's just so strange. So we don't know though if they are going to be oversized cards.
We assume they
will be the same size.
The trailer, after making a big deal about V cards, they did show a giant sized card.
Yep.
With a like the Dynamax clouds hanging above it. So it's possible that we will be getting oversized cards to kind of tie into the Dynamax. It's still really early to tell. We won't know until for at least another month or two. This won't be coming out.
Transformer size packs, and I can laugh at both of you for thinking I was crazy.
I mean, I still think you're crazy for a number of reasons, but
I'm just but having like trouble imagining like the logistics of this, like actually like I've started like going to this like board game cafe and bringing my Pokedex and like playing games and like I have my mats and stuff that I've gotten and collected. And I'm trying to mm-hmm. imagine like if it was an oversized car, like how logistically is that space going to work in a tournament? Is it going to be off the side? Are we going to need new like card mats? Like,
well, they'll probably make new cards. I mean, it's an opportunity to make more money.
I mean, they're always going to make new card mats, but like if you're not, I just as somebody who like really appreciates space efficiency, I'm just trying to like figure out like, okay, so you have to buy a new map, then you have to store it. But if you're not using that card, but you only have that mat, then you're going to have this giant blank space on the mat, which is so distracting to me. I don't know why this was the first thing I got really riled up about. But
also, too, like if you have it in your deck, there's no hiding it. Someone knows, crap, they just pulled. I mean,
you would clearly put it like to the, it would be like to the side. But yeah, you would definitely know. It's not like this is going to be like a Yu-Gi-Oh trap card. Where
the thing that I want most is like, I hope it's like a normal size card and unfolds like origami.
You know, maybe you know, someone will, you'll raise your hand when you're getting ready and like somebody will run it over or something. Like, I don't know. The whole thing just seems...
Well, I think when my other theory kind of will still work for this is when maybe it's two cards that you stick next to each other that form a giant thing may still come into play, but who knows? It's a folding card.
Yeah, I was gonna say like if it's a card that somehow like unfolds upon itself, that would be.
I'll say this. Like there have been a lot of innovations in trading card games recently. The Transformers trading card game being at the forefront. The Pokemon trading cards, you know, game has never really been on the forefront of innovation, but maybe things are changing. You know, we also said that, you know, you couldn't get new Pokemon in between generations, and the Pokemon company finally changed their mind there. They said that, you know, we'd always have every single Pokemon. That's changed. So who knows? Maybe folding cards. You know, maybe the Pokemon company is just getting crazy. Who knows? Mm-hmm. You know, it's a wild and woolly future out there.
So it's safe to assume that this new set will be branded Sword and Shield.
Yes, right? This will be the first of the... So how Pokemon cards are divided is that there are sets. So this will be the first of the Pokemon Sword and Shield set, and then there will be expansions to that set. So for the last 3 years, we've had the Pokemon Sun and Moon set. So each card pack that you buy has Pokemon Sun and Moon on it. And it was that way with Pokemon XY, Black and White, so on and so forth. I mean, Pokemon XY, you know, would have cards that tied into Alpha, you know, Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire, even though they had, you know. So we'll be getting Sword and Shield. This will be the first of a new set. The cards from Sun and Moon will still be legal to use and play. They'll be slowly cycled out. Basically, the last 8 expansions are legal. Mm-hmm. And like the competitive play. So we'll lose the Pokemon Sun and Moon stuff.
It's interesting because we had just got we got the Elite Trainer box in for Hidden Fates, and I may be crazy, but I looked at it and that does not have Sun and Moon branding on it, which I thought was really interesting. But I may have to go double check. I could be totally wrong, but when I looked at it, I was like, oh, that's weird. But Christian's looking it up right now. But anyway.
Looking it up, I mean, it is branded as part of the Pokemon Sun and Moon series, Hidden Fates.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. On their website. I didn't see it on
the booster packs, which is why.
I'm trying to pull up the actual booster pack looks now. I mean, Hidden Fates is kind of a weird one because that is a let's see here.
Well, it's just so centered around the original legendary birds
Actually, I don't see the branding on that.
Yeah,
you're right. It looks like the
score one for Jim. If you are interested, though, Megan and I did unbox an entire booster pack set of Unified Minds. Mm-hmm. We got some pretty nice cards. You can check that out on comicbook.com, or you can check it out on our Facebook page where we did it. We'll probably also do one for Hidden Fates when we get that in. That's technically still embargoed till the 23rd, so be on the lookout for that. Yes. Those are always a lot of fun.
For sure.
Yeah.
So moving on, some good Sword and Shield news. We got some trailers, which is really, really cool. Two trailers over the past week.
Two. Yeah.
Go for it, Christian. Yeah.
Oh, no. I was about to say the trailers, they were more technical-based than, like, you know, really flashy. They were definitely meant to appeal to the more hardcore fans. These were released at the World Championships and at GamesCon here earlier this week. So, you know, this is more for the people who attend those sort of things rather than the casual fan. So if you're wondering why, it's like, why weren't there any more new Pokemon? It's like, well, the people at the Pokemon World Championships are, you know, they care more about how will Pokemon Sword and Shield affect the metagame.
Mm-hmm. Right. So the Galarian Weezing that seems to be a pretty big game changer.
Yes.
He's OP.
He's going to be a badass. And the reason why is because he's got this new ability called Neutralizing Gas. Now, what Neutralizing Gas does is it negates the abilities of all other Pokemon on the field. That's not, you know, that's somewhat relevant in the 1v1 battles. So you could, like, you know, negate a Pokemon's Levitate ability so they can be hit with Earthquake attacks and Ground-type attacks. But where this will really come into play is in competitive play, which is 2v2 battles. Mm-hmm. So you can pair up Galarian Weezing with a Slaking and negate Slaking's Truant ability. Slaking is one of the strongest Pokemon that, you know, if you take away Mega Evolutions, it's got like the second or third highest like attack. It's up there. It's one of the strongest Pokemon in the games, but it's always been shackled by this Truant ability, which means that it can't attack every single round. It takes a turn off in between attacks. Take that away, and suddenly you've got this like King Kong Pokemon that can just beat the living hell out of opponents. So
surely,
of course,
like, they're not going to let that in competitive play, right?
No, why wouldn't they? I mean, here's the key: is if they don't want to have, you know, have Slaking beat the crap out of everybody, they just won't put Slaking in Pokemon Sun and Moon or Sword and Shield, you know?
Yeah.
Not all 800 Pokemon will be in here, so maybe...
Here we go again.
Well, the big Pokemon that, you know, people are already kind of like, oh my god, this could be big, is Slaking, Archeops, and Regigigas, which is that mythical Pokemon that's the lord of the legendary golems. So all three of those Pokemon have really strong stats that are somehow shackled. So Archeops has the defeatist ability, which once its HP gets to a certain point, all of its attack and speed stats gets halved. So it has one of the highest attack and speed stats in the game. And, you know, people don't use it because, you know, once it takes a, you know, nasty hit, it's useless in battle. So take that away, you know, like once there will be some changes to the game. The trailer even showed off like a little bit of that. Like, you know, you can use it to negate certain moves that like attract, you know, certain, like, you know, there's certain in like multi Pokemon battles. There's certain Pokemon with abilities that are really useful, and you can just totally negate and just really mess up your opponent's strategy just by tossing in a Galarian Weezing. It'll be awesome.
It'd be really interesting to see once they start releasing like more Pokemon that are going to be in the game, and you know what their stats are, to see like what the ultra pairing is. And I would imagine, and you're right, like for the super strong ones that people are already theorizing, there's a good chance those Pokemon aren't even in the game. But it'll be curious to see though how the Pokemon Company and Game Freak balances this.
Well, you know, the thing is, it's a poison fairy type, so I'm sure, you know, that's going to give it some, you know, interesting weaknesses and stuff like that. So they'll have its, you know, there'll be ways to kill off Galarian Weezing. So it just means that people are going to have to start building in Galarian Weezing counters into their team if they feel that if they have Pokemon that are ability dependent that they need to pull off their strategy. So, you know, it's something that the metagame will adjust to, but it's definitely a huge game changer. Expect, I mean, expect that to like be something on everyone's minds here come November.
My boy Corviknight has got a pretty cool ability too.
Mm. Yes, it's the mirror armor, which it's a hidden ability. So you'll never know whether or not the Pokemon has that ability when you first catch it, unless of course you just start shooting like ability lowering attacks. If it bounces back, it's got this hidden ability. So basically what this does is it bounces back stat-lowering effects onto the Pokemon that's shot it out. So if you try to hit Corviknight and it has this hidden ability with something like a Tail Whip or something like that, you will be affected by the Tail Whip instead. Which, you know, Corviknight, I'm still on the fence about how this Pokemon's gonna do, but you know, it's got that Dynamax ability and now it's got that hidden ability, so this might not be a waste of a Pokemon.
Mm-hmm. It's not a waste of a Pokemon, period. You see how cool it looks?
I mean, there's lots of cool-looking Pokemon who are absolutely worthless. Skarmory, another steel flying type.
Oh, no, I don't like Skarmory.
That's like a weird steel ostrich-looking thing.
I was, like, when Pokemon Gold and Silver first came out, I, like, thought Skarmory was, like, the coolest Pokemon in the world.
Me.
And it was hard to find, too. Mm. So, like, when
it's awful. It shouldn't be found.
Yeah, so, well, yeah, clearly. So imagine how disappointed I was when I finally got a Skarmory and then would just get, like, wrecked all the time. Because, you know, Steel-type Pokemon are pretty awesome, especially in those early games, mm-hmm. when it only had, like, two weaknesses. But, yeah, now it's just kind of...
It also sucked. Really dumb-looking.
Well, dang.
You cannot judge. You like Geodude.
Yeah, it's super cool.
No, it's a rock with arms.
I'm ready for them to show me some more Pokemon, though.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
I was a little
it's about time.
By the lack of new Pokemon getting introduced. They typically don't introduce Pokemon at Worlds, but they made an announcement earlier today, or not earlier today, earlier this week. It's like, hey, we've got some more Pokemon Sword and Shield news coming. So I was like, oh, maybe we're gonna get something. And then it was this trailer that they released yesterday, which was like, guys, did you know that they have Pokemon centers in Pokemon Sword and Shield? I did know that. It's like, did you know they have trains in Pokemon Sword and Shield? I'm like, I'm not four. I don't care about trains.
Okay, no, I really did care. I really care. I mean, they have like the Cloyster card, which is so smart.
Yeah.
So smart. The Oyster card, Cloyster card. I don't know. I got like irrationally excited about that.
I mean, I didn't mind getting more, like seeing more of like the towns and stuff like that. Like it just show how pretty this game is. But at the same time, show me a Pokemon.
Yeah, give me the new Pokemon. I was just a little bit, don't get me wrong, this game is going to be gorgeous. Anyone who thinks that the graphics suck on this game, well, they're idiots. But yeah, give me my new Pokemon. I wanted to
know. I just feel like we haven't really gotten like a super like just bad A like looking Pokemon.
Well, I mean, they kind of already blew their load on revealing what's probably their pseudo legendary with Duraludon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just the Pokemon that looks like a lighter, which makes sense. You know, that's a British Pokemon if I've ever heard one. I don't know. Like, I feel like... Actually, wait a second. You're saying that there's not a badass Pokemon after you just went and were like talking about how cool Corviknight looks?
I mean, yeah, I was curious. Outside of Corviknight, right? Like Corviknight is a very cool looking Pokemon.
Wait, I think we're all forgetting Obstagoon here. I think Gene Simmons would be very angry.
But even then, like that to me feels more like a novelty than a like.
Are you calling Kiss a novelty, Jim?
Yes, that is exactly what I'm saying.
Everyone's
my god,
Jim. I just have
I'm offended.
I just have like an irrational fear that the Pokemon company is going to keep us waiting and waiting. We're going to be like, all right, are you going to show us any Pokemon? And then one day they're just going to tweet out like a PDF file that's like 30 pages of all the new Pokemon. Us at the offices, me and Hoffa are going to be screaming because we're trying to like figure out how to cover everything. Do we have to make a 300 page slideshow?
Yeah, the answer is yes.
The answer is...
Why would you even ask?
Because the answer is I'll see you in 3 weeks.
No, but I mean, I just feel like we've gotten a lot of very cute Pokemon, like adore, you know.
Here's my big worry is that I'm kind of starting to worry that there's not enough, that there won't be a lot more new Pokemon. I mean, we've come off two straight generations where really we haven't had a ton of new additions, and we know that they're getting a little bit more stingy with their Pokemon because they really don't want to hit that 1,000 Pokedex number. I don't know why, but you know, here we are. So I'm a little bit worried that, you know, we're not going to see very many new Pokemon species.
Mm-hmm. I wasn't even thinking about that until you mentioned it, yeah. And now I'm really sad.
Well, like, all I can think about is, like, in 10 years, the next Pokemon game, they're going to be so close to that 1,000 number. It's like, the next title that comes out, there will be one new Pokemon.
They're just going to go straight to, like, oh, we're going only regional variants. We've hit $9.99. That's all we're doing. But mm-hmm. here, have a Pikachu. That's
it. The 1,000th Pokemon is going to be the reveal that Ash Ketchum is actually a Pokemon.
A Pokemon.
The Pokemon. All of a sudden, you throw the ball. Ash comes out. We learn all humans are Pokemon. The game totally reverts.
I mean, you know, considering our upcoming PokeFact of the Week, you know, we're not that far away.
Well, now I'm scared.
All right, let's hit this last thing before we go into our deep dive. Two new items, room service and eject pack.
Yeah, so these are items that are kind of goofy. Eject pack, actually, they're going to be useful in competitive play. Eject pack is pretty awesome. If you get hit with some sort of stat lowering move, your Pokemon will immediately switch out. So you get a free switch, which is like fantastic. So you won't have to worry about burning a turn to protect your Pokemon once it's gotten nerfed out of, you know, nerfed by some move. And the nice thing is once you switch a Pokemon out of its attacks, you know, its stats reset. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty great. Room service, on the other hand, is quite possibly one of the most, it just doesn't have like a lot, like unless, okay, so let me explain it. It's basically when Trick Room, which is a move that reverses the initiative order of Pokemon based on their speed. So usually it's Pokemon with the highest speed goes first and then it goes down the list. When Trick Room reverses that, so the Pokemon with the slowest speed goes first and then goes up the list. Mm-hmm. Trick Room lowers a Pokemon's, or room service lowers a Pokemon's speed when Trick Room goes into effect. So you, in order for this item to have any sort of use, you need to have a Trick Room team and then implement it. So it's great if you want to run a Trick Room team, which some people like to do, you know, for people who like their heavy hitters that move really slowly. That's what Trick Room's for.
That is very much me. So.
Yeah. I've surprisingly have run into a lot of people, like with Dex recently, that are the slower Pokemons, but they will absolutely crush you with their pinky finger if mm-hmm. they just have yeah. that strength behind them. I don't understand why it's called like, room service.
Yeah, that's though. See, that's the weird.
Like, why is it room
it's
service?
It's room service. That's the reason why it's.
I know, but
it's
just makes me think of hotels. And
then
it'll like,
be service something, and then
Trick Room team.
Because
I mean,
they just can't help themselves.
Yeah, I just wait until we like read the description, and it'll make some like dirty pun about servicing things. I mean, that's the truth. I mean, that's the way this franchise is going now.
Oh boy. I'm just genuinely...
Christian has reached the point of, I don't even know what to say anymore.
We've had him look at too many Pokedex entries, so he's like fundamentally like...
Guys have broken me.
Bro, like we have fundamentally altered his once optimistic view of the Pokemon franchise. He's now dressed in Team Skull apparel. He's a broken man, fundamentally. Not even Bulbasaur can pull him out of the doldrums that he's currently living in.
Good Lord. All right. There is a bunch of Pokemon Go news to go through. So when we get back, we're going to go through it all, and then we will get to the PokeFact of the Week that Christian has already kind of hinted at.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. This is if you want to play Pokemon Go, you play now.
Yeah.
Because it is the end of summer, and Niantic and Pokemon Go is saying, all right, here's your reward for a big summer of playing, and away we go. 3 weeks of ultra bonus events starting basically next week, September 2nd.
I was about to say Labor Day, right after Labor Day. Mm-hmm. It's going to be huge. So the Ultra Bonus is a reward for us completing our global challenges over the course of the summer.
Congratulations, us. Pat ourselves on the back.
Thank you. I take full credit for all 46 million of those. So it's being split into three parts, each of which will give you access to a different kind of rare Pokemon. Then week one, it's a Johto journey, which centerpiece of this, I guess, is that you'll be able to hatch unknown from eggs for the first time ever. The Pokemon, the unknown ULTRNA, will be available in 10 kilometer eggs for that week and that week only. Also, the legendary beasts will be in raid battles, and shiny Sentret and shiny Gilgar will be added to the game along with their respective evolutions.
I'm going to be honest, I just spent way too long piecing together what you were saying the unknown spelled out. You're like ULTRA, and I was like, Ultarian? I was sitting there just like, why those words? I was like mixing them up together. I was like, what message are they trying to send us? And then I realized it literally is just ultra.
It's ultra. Yeah, no, it's okay.
I had a long night.
I'm fundamentally messed up. I, for whatever reason, I was like looking at it and it was like, oh, why is it spelled unknown? And so those aren't the right letters at all. How did I forget to read?
Good. I feel better now.
Like, I get it's the first time being able to hatch unknowns, you know, from eggs. But that's got to be maybe the most frustrating experience in hatching eggs.
I'm hoping that it's like 100% you spin a Pokestop, you get a 10km egg, and an unknown hatches. Otherwise, the good news is that incubators will be twice as effective during this entire thing.
Oh,
so that's because all of these, a lot of these events involve hatching eggs. This week and the week two will both involve getting rare Pokemon by hatching eggs. And, you know, unless you're like busting your ass every day, you know, getting your kilometers in, you know, you're only going to hatch like one or two. But you know that having that incubator bonus will help out. So you know, you only have to walk 5 kilometers, or if you get a super incubator, you know, you can reduce that even more.
Hmm. So week one sounds all right. Me personally, I'm excited for week two.
Yes, week two. You'll be able to hatch the regional Pokemon Farfetch, Kangaskhan, Mr. Mime, and Tauros from 7 kilometer eggs. Shiny versions of those four Pokemon will be available, and Deoxys will appear in normal raids for the first time. So if you are one of those players who never get invited to the EX raids, you'll finally be able to do it. I actually got a normal Deoxy, like, the first week it came out. Like, a buddy of mine who is way more into Pokemon Go than I am. Like, I play Pokemon Go every day, but, like, I don't go out to raids. I don't like interacting with other people.
You don't have 6 phones going at once?
Yeah, no, I don't have the 6 phones. And there's no gyms that are really convenient to me. But, like, a buddy of mine was like, hey, I got an EX raid, and it just happened to be during my lunch break. And so I, like... out to a neighboring town, hit the raid, and then like immediately drove back, and that was my lunch break for the day. Like, I think I skipped lunch to get a Deoxy. So
I think we've mentioned this on the show, but there is the building that our office is in is a gym.
Yes.
And there is a group that is very dedicated to Pokemon Go.
Yes.
In the building. Did you ever end up getting an armored Mewtwo that was in the building when that was out?
I'm not with them, but I did wind up getting one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So
lucky you.
I remember when it first happened, there's a few other folks who play it in the office, and we generally have not gone down to go play with the office group.
Do you guys just sit up on like the second or third floor and just take advantage?
We can actually see it. See it because there's a connecting courtyard. Uh-huh. We can actually see them from the office, and so we know
when they're there.
When stuff is going down. There's apparently a Slack channel thing. It's very
There's a closed Facebook group.
It's a very, very big deal. But it was just so funny because when they all went down, like that group, there is a dude there. He's playing with three phones.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, that's I see it
legit.
I see it all the time. Like, I briefly would try to run over to like the community center, which is right by my work, during right after work, if there was a raid going on, and there would be a guy who would like come out with a collection of phones from the community center workers who still had to do their jobs, and he would just like lay them out, and then he'd like play like the piano with
them. Like my favorite thing is like I was over the weekend, I don't know if y'all saw it, but like some dude was arrested for like driving and playing Pokemon Go, which bad idea.
Yeah, don't do
but that. But was doing so with 8 phones.
Good Lord.
Driving, playing Pokemon Go with 8 cell phones. So many laws were just broken in that one moment. And he wasn't even trying to like specifically raid or anything. He was just like trying to catch like just farm some Pokemon in the area. And I was like,
man, just get
what? Ugh, just that's
just get like a bunch of like Pogo, like the Pokemon Go pluses, and just have them on your arm and just kind of go like this, you know.
At this point, I'm waiting for them to basically do like a Yu-Gi-Oh and come out like how you have the Yu-Gi-Oh dual disc and it has like the sections on your arm. I'm shocked that no one has modded
a version of
it. I'm copywriting it now, and you basically just stick your phones on there, and then you have like a charger in the center and like the all that stuff, and then it's just like a little dual disc. That's what I'm waiting for, basically.
I don't have a Farfetch'd, and so that's why I'm excited for week 2.
See, this was all part of... All of these Pokemon were added to the games, was it last fall, maybe? Or maybe it was 2 falls ago? I remember when Farfetch'd came out, because I specifically remember it was, like, late November. It was, like, around Thanksgiving, and in order to get a Farfetch'd, I, like, walked 2 blocks in, like, 40-degree weather. To get one in the middle of the night. But yeah, they've you know, this is like the first time, like if you haven't filled your original Kanto Pokedex, this is a great chance to do so. So you have a Mr. Mime gem?
I do have a Mr. Mime.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
No, just curious.
Just curious.
Anyways.
That bodes poorly for something.
And then week 3 is clearly, like, that's the week.
Yes, the Gen 5 Pokemon are finally coming. It has been so long since we've gotten new Pokemon in this game. It is time. It is time. We will finally have them. We're going to get a bunch of Gen 5s. We know the starters are going to be in the game. Patrat, Littlepup, and Klink will all be added to the game. We know that for sure. Shiny versions of Patrat and Littlepup, along with your guys' personal favorite shiny Pokemon of all time, Shiny Mewtwo. You will be able to get a green-bellied Mewtwo in your game. So enjoy.
He looks like he has jaundice.
It's I hate the green-colored shinies. They're the worst.
I actually calling it a green-bellied like Mewtwo makes it sound like some sort of bird. And I kind of like that. Yeah, a green plate dude too. Yeah, that's what they need to start doing this. Instead of calling them shinies, just call them like, you know, whatever belly or wing color this is. Just start calling them that. They make them sound like birds. It's awesome. I like birds.
Pokemon really needs to invest in like how there's like bird watching guides that you take out to the forest. They need to come up with like a fictional one for like Pokemon watching guides, like that reads like a safari. Or if they came out with like an actual like Pokemon like biology textbook, like that you would like study in school or something. Like,
I have a field guide to Kanto, which is a fan made book that depicts the Pokemon. They're like quasi realistic, and so it talks about all their like eating habits and stuff like that, and it's really brilliant.
There's enough bird Pokemon in the game that they could put together like a bird guide.
Yeah,
100%. I really feel like they absolutely should do that. Expand the canon a little bit. Yeah. You know, give us a little bit more beyond those like two or three Pokedex facts that, you know, are then like mixed up and made a little bit more horrifying every time we read them.
Like I would love to have like actual books that you would potentially find like in that world.
Mm-hmm.
To have.
Yeah. I want the textbook Ash was using before he quit school to become a Pokemon trainer, like that he studied. Like that's what I want. Like I want to like see stuff like that. Like that would be so cool, in my opinion.
The Pokemon Civil War.
I would love to know what these Pokemon eat. Like, you know, do they all eat Caterpie? Do they eat Magikarp? Like, what sort of fish do they eat? You know, like what Pokemon are at the bottom of the food chain and what Pokemon are at the top? I want
all
to know
the answer to that is Rattata. Rattata, all of those poor guys.
They just eat trash. They eat the trash, and then
they eat the trash. Well, and then the next Alolan Pokemon Rattata eats them. And then that Pokemon eats them.
Yeah, Alolan Rattata.
Caterpies are big.
Yeah,
Corviknight's huge.
Yeah, Corviknight's like 200 pounds and has a wingspan of like 12 feet or something. But
I feel like Corviknight's actually more like a vulture kind of character.
But Pidgey's not eating Caterpie.
I don't see why not. Oh, this is getting dark now. Eat one Caterpie and be fed for like a month.
Yeah, like you can. The Caterpie is segmented. Circle you could break it apart. Life. And I'm feeling really uncomfortable talking about dissected Caterpies.
Quite possibly one of the weirder podcasts we've done.
Anyways, I'm saying Pidgey definitely.
Again, this is one of those instances where if you just squint a little bit, this apart. Whole world just falls apart.
It just collapses. Oh man, that's why. Guys, keep your Pokemon V cards close and just don't.
And then finally, to round out the Pokemon Go update for the next couple of weeks, Jirachi, everyone's favorite little cute Pokemon with a giant eye on its belly.
Yep, coming. You can now get it. It's I took a look at the special research, like what you have to do. It seems fine, but nothing. The big thing is you have to make new friends and you have to battle other human trainers. And it's like, that's going to be Christian such a problem hates. For me.
Yeah.
like I don't want to interact with anybody when I'm playing a mobile game. And now in order to get this mythical
Pokemon.
It's
the community, Christian. This is a social experiment experience.
Pokemon's over here trying to make Hoffer be a people person.
That's right. It's trying to be your therapist, Christian.
They can't see
he's
that
telling
he's
you you need to go outside.
They can't see him sitting in his room cosplaying as Team Skull.
I'm just going to walk around like, you know, that's what I'm going to wear this. I'm going to wear my actual Team Skull chain. The best thing is, so they gave me this T-shirt, which has a printed on Skull chain. And then I have another Skull chain that I can put on top of this. It's an actual Skull chain. I'm just going to walk around. Like,
Christian's
the next
come
like,
back and he's going to have a black eye next week. And
oh, come on. I could totally take anyone who's playing Pokemon Go. Come on. That's cruel. They could probably beat the shit out of me. Someone's going to
All right. So before we move on to the fact of the week, I would say this is a cool way to sort of wrap up the summer. Get a chance at some, you know, cool Pokemon and new Pokemon, which is...
I'll go one step farther. I'll say this has been the best summer in Pokemon Go's history.
Ooh,
wow,
that's a bold statement.
Yeah.
Bold words coming from me.
I mean, I would agree. I think there were some
pretty good summer.
There were some raids that were just like a little head scratchy. You know, like the Suicune one, you know, that no one really wanted, but I don't know if I said it right again, but whatever. And, you know, there were a few, you know, hit or miss, but I would say overall, I haven't been this excited on a consistent basis for Pokemon Go as I have been these last couple of months, definitely, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, just with what they did with Team Rocket alone.
Yeah, the Team Rocket thing totally redeems it.
Worthy of it. I'm also loving how they're pushing this so hard right now, like right as school season starts, because they're basically like, kids, remember to keep playing this game. You want to keep playing this game. I know you're in school, but you still want to keep playing this, right? So I mean, they know what they're doing. It's smart.
Yeah.
All right, Christian, hit us with the Pokemon fact of the week.
Okay, this one I just found out about. So Mr. Mime, everyone's favorite. You know, he's we already know he's a horrifying eldritch terror of a Pokemon. His hair things are actually fleshy. He's, you know, he's actually naked and not wearing anything. Did you know that he originally had 4 fingers and now he has 5? I guess that's the first part.
He has grew 5 fingers.
Yeah, he has 5 fingers. He's had 5 fingers since Pokemon
Fire Red and Leaf Green. I'm thinking
he did originally have 4. So originally he was running around with 4 fingers, and suddenly every Mr. Mime spontaneously grew a 5th finger during Gen 3. The question is why?
It's because it married Ash Ketchum's mom.
Oh, God.
It's like,
that's my only answer.
Was it not human enough? I mean, like, why would you want to make it more human?
The answer is because having 4 fingers is a gang symbol in Japan. So the Yakuza, there is a Japanese custom tradition in which in order to make amends for an offense, you have part of one of your fingers cut off. And this dates back to the time when you would hold a sword, and by cutting off your part of your pinky finger, you couldn't grip that sword as tightly, which means that you had to rely on the strength of your compatriots more. So basically, if you offended one of your friends, you would cut off part of your finger to make up for it, and then you would have to rely on that friend to have your back. And so this has been adapted into like a Yakuza tradition. So because there are a lot of gang members running around with 4 fingers, when parents saw Mr. Mime running around with 4 fingers, they're like, ah, yes, look at that terrifying Yakuza member.
Mr. Mime, gang leader.
He's like, that is definitely, when I think of the Yakuza, I definitely think of Mr. Mime his like smiley demeanor running around like this. So they had to add a 5th finger.
That's so funny. So when in the games did they add that?
They added it in the middle of Generation 3. So I believe it was Fire Red and Leaf Green, which was the first ones to have them in. Because I don't think he was in Ruby and Sapphire. I could be mistaken there. Mm-hmm. I didn't actually play those games when they first came out. But yeah, like I thought that was like the funniest thing in the world. Mr. Mime, of literally all the Pokemon, is the one that people associated with the Yakuza. You know, the heavily tattooed, you know, slick gangster Yakuza.
That's what I want to see. I want to see fan art of Yakuza Mr. Mime.
Yeah, like, you know, give me...
Yeah,
give
deep fake Mr. Mime from Detective Pikachu. Oh, gosh. I'm scared.
Yeah, tattoos up to his neck. His little dodgeball shoulders, you know, just covered with, like, a dragon tattoo. Or I guess like a Gyarados tattoo, or maybe a Dragonite.
That's awesome.
Although, like, yeah, I don't know. That definitely has to be one of the weirder Pokemon facts I've ever learned. Like, I died.
But
laughing.
I love that it's tied in.
Yeah.
Like real world events.
Yeah. Like I like it because it makes sense. Like I can piece it together. I'm like that. It's unlike all of the other facts you've ever shared with us. It's just based on some sort of Lovecraftian horror.
Well, Mr. Mime is the most Lovecraftian horror of all the Pokemon. That thing is like the uncanny valley defined.
Yeah, you don't even have to squint at Mr. Mime to really go down that rabbit hole. You just need to look.
Who Ash's mom fell in love with. And
now I'm uncomfortable.
If you love strange conversations like this one, let us know. Leave us a review on iTunes. Give us a 5-star review. And if we read it on the air, we will send you a comicbook.com t-shirt for free. We are sending out a bunch this week. We were waiting on some envelopes, and so we got a little bit backlogged. We're terribly sorry. We didn't mean to have you wait that long. But they are going in the mail, I promise. But we love reading them on air, so they're a ton of fun. So if you leave one, we read it. T-shirt for you. I'm going to read 2 of them today. One of them is from Fonny1515. Just found this channel, and I already love it. I love the intelligent comments on Pokemon. This is perfect. Thank you, Fonny. Next one we'll read is from Axel Lars, which sounds like the most metal name of all
time.
That
is like a diehard villain right there.
Right? Finally, it's called Finally! Exclamation point. Pokemon is life, and life is Pokemon, and the only thing missing from my Pokemon life was a great podcast. No longer! Wild Podcast has great, enthusiastic hosts with good banter, lots of knowledge, and comprehensive coverage. Just wish it was available on PokéNav and PokéTech devices. Smiley face. Mm. I'd love it if you could have some kind of competitive segment, like 5 to 10 minutes breaking down a top TCG deck or meta VGC team every week. Mm. Not a bad idea.
That's not a bad idea. If, you know, if comicbook.com would sponsor me to go to some, like, Pokemon Championship events, I would definitely break that down. You know, maybe that can be a future feature. I'll, you know, show up with my comicbook.com t-shirt that I would have received by then.
Passive agreement. I mean, not getting it now. Jeez. Yeah.
Now you have Christian, I hope you understand. You have sealed your fate that whenever that does get approved, Jim will only approve it on the condition you go to these events dressed as you currently
just
are.
Just as a Team Skull member. Thank you, Axel Lars. Thank you, Fonny1515. If you want to hear your review read on the air and get a free t-shirt, you know what to do. A Wild Podcast has appeared. You can find it every Thursday wherever podcasts can be found. Stitcher, Spotify, iTunes, you name it. We are there. And if we're not, let us know because we'll make sure we're there. As always, another great week where the count, we are sub 100 days to Sword and Shield. The countdown is on. It is getting real. And I cannot wait. If you want to talk to me on Twitter, you want to talk to me about how Corviknight is such a an awesome-looking Pokemon or how great Geodude is, find me at Jim Viscardi.
You can talk to me on Twitter at MeganPeterCB about Vaporeon, please.
Mm. And you can talk to me about how much Geodude sucks at Seahoffer Seabus.
Wow. Well, that about does it for this week's episode. We will catch you next time. Thanks, everyone.